Are you gonna go get that tire before we close it up?
Oh, yeah. What, maybe at about the end of this tape, this will be 45 minutes. So.
What time are you gonna take?
Does he know where you're gonna be? He can call you. Or no.
Well, let me see. Pam, say if you come to the, got someone some medicine, then you'd ask them, why haven't you? Okay, and the person might say, well, I wet some already.
Took one dose, it took one.
Okay. And in another couple of hours, I'll
take another.
Okay. And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're
deaf.
Okay. And say a man has been out working, and he takes off, his shirt's all wet, you know, he'd say, look how much I
sweated.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head, you call that?
Rising.
Okay, or another name for that?
A boil.
Okay, and the stuff that drains out?
Pus, eruption.
Okay.
Two words to use.
Okay. And you say a bee stung me in my hand. Did
what? Swelling. Yeah, my hand is swollen, my hand swells.
Okay, and you say if a bee stings you, your hand will?
Swell.
Okay. And when you open a blister, what do you call the stuff that comes out?
Running water. Water blister.
Okay. And if someone's shot or stabbed, you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
Okay. And if a wound doesn't heal back right, you know, it's got this white granular substance around it. It's got to be cut out or burned out. You call that?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And the stuff that, if you had a little cut on your finger, you might put this brown liquid on that would sting.
Iodine.
Okay. And the white bitter powder that people used to take for colds.
Quinine.
Okay. And if a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he
died.
Okay. Any nicer ways of saying that?
Passed away. Didn't make it.
Didn't make it nice.
Yeah, I guess so. That's the same thing. He didn't live. Didn't quite make it.
What about a crude way of saying that?
Kicked the bucket.
Okay. And you say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Died off or with.
Okay. And a place where people are buried is called a
funeral home. Mortuary.
Okay, but where they're buried.
Oh, a cemetery.
Okay, any other name?
Graveyard.
Okay. And the box that people are buried in?
Yes.
Okay. What's the name for sort of old-fashioned wooden things with the wide the shoulders and tapers down?
Well, we'll just call them casters too.
What about coffin?
Coffin?
Yeah.
Well, that's the word of any kind of a box you bury them in, the coffin.
Okay.
Yes, and I guess they might prefer more to the tapered kind, but or used to be the homemade kind of it.
Okay. And the ceremony at the cemetery is called a
funeral.
Okay. And if people are all dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
Okay. And what if they just really completely lose control? Would you have another
word? Went to pieces.
Okay. Would you say like so-and-so was taking on?
Awful. Taking on.
Yeah. I mean, does taking on mean different from mourning?
Well, taking on would be sort of extreme mourning, wouldn't it? I mean, you're going to go and get it going to pieces and get it into hysterics, you know.
Okay.
Don't be taken on.
Okay, and if someone meets you on the street, and it's about an average day for you, and asks you how you're feeling, you'd say?
Feeling fine. Okay.
Okay. If someone's upset about something, you might tell them, oh, it's going to be all right, just don't.
Get upset, don't go to pieces, and don't.
Or don't what so much? Don't
take on so much.
Or don't work
so much. Yeah.
Okay.